Well, welcome everybody, and good to see you all. So I thought that it would be good to start going right back to our core meditation, the loving-kindness meditation. For those of you who've not done loving-kindness meditation with us before, don't worry. We always go back to basics and it's fully guided. For those of you who have done loving-kindness meditation with us before, we're going to do it slightly different tonight anyway, so everybody's in the same place. The general goal that we have, if we can call it a goal, with loving-kindness meditation is really to practice being more loving and compassionate people. On the one hand, it's a meditation. On the other hand, it's us working out ourselves what it's like to be loving, what it's like to have compassion for all creatures, what it's like to have true, unconditional loving kindness. Because it's not how we normally are. Okay, we're very quick to fall off the wrong side of an argument or an annoyance or whatever, and allow some of the other less constructive emotions to take us over. And so what we do with the loving kindness meditation is we say, I'm going to set some time aside to practice, to be a little bit better. And it really is practice in the, you know, in the same way that you might practice a golf swing or something like that. You know, what we're doing is practicing being more loving, more open beings. And that's the role of the goal of what we do. And so this evening I thought, you know, as this is the first one of these that I'm leading this year, I thought it'd be good to go right back to the beginning and do the very basics. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a simple form of the loving-kindness meditation where we're actually only going to do two parts. For those of you who have done the meditation before, you know usually what we do is we bring in four different people: ourselves, the friend, the neutral person, and the enemy. This evening we're just going to do two parts. The first is ourselves, to feel loving kindness for ourselves. Because if we can't feel truly loving towards ourselves, we won't be able to do the same for other people. And then the second part, what we're going to do is just very generally think about the people we're likely to meet or interact with in our lives over the next few days. Some of whom may be friends, some of whom may be the most annoying people you know, some of whom may be people who you really don't know anything about. Okay, but I'm going to encourage you to bring some of those people to mind that you're likely to interact with over the next few days. And in doing this, you know, I want to emphasize how practical this is. This is not an abstract practice. This is not a practice where you sit in a dark room and, you know, do your metta meditation and then walk out and do, you know, and you're not different. You know, you're only different when you're on the cushion. This is about being different when you're out in the world. Okay? This is about really being that loving person out in the world. And that's hard. It's really hard. And that's why this is a lifelong practice. This is not a one and done. This is a lifelong practice. And to help us get into to get our minds in the right direction, I actually have a couple of readings I'd like to read you from two different Buddhist writings. And it doesn't matter if you're not of the Buddhist persuasion, Hopefully, nonetheless, whatever your tradition, whatever your viewpoint on this world, hopefully these will give you some give you some inspiration. So the first thing I'm going to read is the Metta Sutta, which is a very famous Buddhist writing. And this is quite a nice translation of it, so I will read this. This is the work of those who are skilled and peaceful, who seek the good. May they be upright and able, straightforward, of gentle speech and not proud. May they be content and easily supported, unburdened with their senses calmed. May they be wise, not arrogant, and without desire for the possessions of others. May they do nothing mean or that the wise would reprove. May all beings be happy. May they live in safety and joy. All living beings, whether weak or strong, tall, stout, average or short, seen or unseen, near or distant, born or to be born, may they all be happy. Let no one deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none by anger or hatred wish harm to another. As a mother watches over her child, willing to risk her own life to protect her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, suffusing the whole world with unobstructed loving kindness. Standing or walking, sitting or lying down, during all one's waking hours, may one remain mindful of this heart and this way of living that is the best in the world. Unattached to speculations, views, and sense desires, with clear vision, such a person will never be reborn in the cycles of suffering. So I think what's particularly relevant to what we're thinking about this evening is this: standing or walking, sitting or lying down, during all one's waking hours, may one remain mindful of this heart and this way of living that is the best in the world. And that's really what we're trying to do as we to build, to cultivate as we do this meditation. And then from another writing, let me just read this short paragraph. Put away all hindrances, let your mind full of love pervade one quarter of the world, and so too the second quarter, and so the third, and so the fourth. And thus the whole wide world, above, below, around, and everywhere, altogether continue to pervade with love, with love-filled thought, abounding, sublime, beyond measure, free from hatred and ill will. So, like I say, we're going to do a loving kindness, or what's in the Pali, a metta meditation. Like I say, we're just going to have two parts to it this evening. This first part is metta for ourselves. And then the second part is just metta for all those who we might come across this week, to really ground it in the practical. Okay? And some of those are going to be difficult. Okay? Some of the people are going to come up and you're going to say, you know, he's really tough to love right now. And that's okay. You're recognizing that that's a little bit more than you can do right now. But as we do the practice over and over, what we do is we start to find that we can actually include a few more people, you know, a few more people than we originally start with. And we start our meditation by taking a moment to let go of the things that have been on our mind today. The good stuff, the not so good stuff. The thoughts of the week ahead, the memories of the week just gone by. recognizing that some of these things are important and some of these things are really not so important. But for now, just giving ourselves the gift of being present here to meditate. And becoming aware of the sounds around us, the sound of the traffic in the street, the sound of the heating system, the sound of our friends about us, and just being aware and completely accepting of all those sounds. And turning your attention to the place where the weight of your body presses down through the cushion and the mat. Noticing the sensation of pressure on your feet, ankles, legs, knees, backside. And aware that as your body presses downward, so the cushion, the mat, the chair are all pressing back upward to support you in this place. And beneath them, the studio floor, the foundations, and ultimately the earth beneath us are all pressing back upward to support you in this place. And taking a moment to feel that connection with the earth, same earth that we share with billions of other people, trillions of other creatures. And from that connection with the earth, noticing your pelvis and your spine arising from your pelvis. And taking a moment to lengthen and straighten your spine. Maybe moving gently side to side, backward and forward, until you find the place where your body is naturally supported by your spine. And similarly with your neck and your head. Gently moving your head, lengthening and straightening your neck, until you find the place where your head is naturally supported by your neck. And as your body calms, allowing your mind to calm also. Not fighting with your thoughts, not trying to suppress them. But instead, when a thought arises, just acknowledging it and letting go. And becoming aware of your breathing. Noticing the depth and the quality of your breath. And as we meditate this evening, allowing your mind to rest gently on the process of your breathing, not grasping onto it, but just resting in gentle recollection of the fact that you're breathing. And if you find you become distracted or your mind wanders off, just very gently returning your mind to your breath. And with your mind resting on your breathing, very gently bring to mind a time when you felt good about your place in this world, where things were going well for you, where you felt generally happy about what you were doing. Maybe it was a time very recently, maybe it was a long, long time ago. Whenever it was, bring to mind that time and that place. Remember what it was like to be you then. And as you remember that time, allow feelings of love, of friendliness, of goodwill, of loving kindness, of metta. Allow those feelings to deepen and grow for yourself. And as you allow those feelings of loving kindness for yourself to deepen and to grow, remind yourself that true loving kindness is not conditional. It's not conditional on things going well for you. It's not conditional on you being a good person or reaching some kind of level of attainment. But that those same feelings of loving kindness that you felt for yourself in the good time, you should feel for yourself right now in this moment. Whether things are going well in your life right now or are going not so well. Whether you feel good about your life or whether you feel not at all good about your life. Reminding yourself that true loving kindness is unconditional. And so feeling those feelings of loving kindness for you right now in this moment. In this second. And allowing that love for yourself to deepen and to grow. And if you find it helpful, using the mantra, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. and as you recognize that your ability to love others is only in the same measure as your ability to love yourself, really allow yourself to deeply, deeply increase the amount of love you have for yourself. Not being conditional, not adding exclusions, or giving yourself excuses why you shouldn't love yourself, but truly deeply loving yourself. Noticing any areas of difficulty, noticing any objections. Just reminding yourself that true loving kindness is unconditional and doesn't require you to meet a particular standard. Recognizing that for all the stuff that's great about you and all the things that are not so great, all your genius and all your faults, that you should have the same deep measure of love for yourself. Now start to bring to mind the people who you might meet this week, or might interact with, maybe in person or on the phone or through the computer. and recognizing that each one of those, like you, a mixture of great stuff and faults. And so bring to mind some of those people one by one. And for each of them, spend a little bit of time cultivating that feeling of loving kindness for the person. Wishing them to be well, happy, and free from suffering. Acknowledging those that are easy to love and those that are harder to love, but still trying to feel the same feeling of love for each of them as you bring them to mind. And now recognizing that you don't know exactly who you're going to meet this week, that there may be many others who you interact with and cross your path. Feel loving kindness for all beings in this world, and saying that if your paths cross, whether it be in pleasant circumstances or unpleasant circumstances, that you will try to be a little more loving towards them, that you'll be slower to anger, quicker to feel love for them as a fellow human being. Recognizing the radical power that even small acts of kindness can actually create. And now, without letting go of that ability to love all beings, whoever they are, very gently return your awareness to being here in the studio with a group of friends. And now we'll dedicate the merit. May all beings, without limit, without end, have a share in the merit just now made, and in whatever other merit I have made. May they attain liberation, and their radiant hopes be fulfilled.